The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good evening, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. We want to welcome our viewers. We want to welcome our Facebook Live audience that's going to be coming on here in just a moment. We want to welcome all of our podcast listeners, and we want to welcome our YouTubers that will be joining us here as well. So as you're coming on here tonight, if this is your first time joining us, we want to welcome you to the broadcast, and we hope that you would let us know that you are new to the broadcast. If this is your first time, underneath the comments here on Facebook Live, please let us know there below under the comments that this is your first time joining us via by Facebook Live. And if you're a regular, we again welcome back. We appreciate you coming back on here week after week and enjoying these messages as many of you do, and we appreciate your feedback on this. And again, I'm Ricky Scapero, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of not only End Time Headlines, but Remnant Revival Ministries. So tonight, I want to minister a word on the benefits package of every believer. The benefits package of every believer. This is more of a teaching than it is a preaching. Speaking of preaching, we ministered in Cordon, Indiana, this past Sunday morning at God's Church in Cordon, Indiana. Man, what a time we had. It was a powerful anointing there. There was a man that got up and testified that morning. They found a spot that the doctors assumed was a cancerous on his lung, and the church gathered around. Now, this was before I was there. They gathered around him the Sunday before, I believe, or that Thursday, and they prayed, gathered around, and they prayed over him and asked the Lord to heal him. He went back to the doctor. I believe it was on Sunday, and he went back during that week, and they did another full scan and whatnot, and they could not find anything on his lungs. So we kind of tied him in with the message on Sunday morning. It was just a powerful testimony of the healing power of God. So I want to get into this. When I thought about that, this kind of ties right into this. Psalms 103 is where we're going to be hanging out today in this teaching. Psalms 103. And we're going to be, again, if you're just joining us, we're going to be talking about the benefits package of every believer. So if you're watching, listening, however you're viewing, if you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're born again, you're saved, you have access to this benefits package in which I speak of today. And here's what it says: by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, the psalmist said in Psalms 103, I'm going to read this and then we'll go over this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Notice the psalmist said to forget not all of his benefits, not just one. I want to say this. I know we're going to read all this, so just bear with me. When we receive salvation, many of us, we get excited. Listen, I'm not saying we shouldn't be excited about salvation. I'm not saying we shouldn't be excited about eternal life. Come on, Jesus said, where I am, there you can be also. And I'll come again and receive you unto myself. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the bread that came down of heaven. He said, I am the life and the resurrection. If any man dies, though he may die, he shall live again. He said, I'm the life. I'm the beginning, the end, the first, the last, the Alpha, the Omega. We should rejoice over salvation, and I am not discrediting it at all. Praise God and thank God for his redemption and his salvation. But can I tell you something? Many believers stop right there. They stop right there. Now, when I put this together, I thought about this. Any of us in our right mind in the natural, when we go and we apply for a job, one of the first things, there's two major things that you look at in a job. Number one is the pay. Number two is the benefits. Does it pay good? Is it going to be able to meet all my needs? Am I going to be able to pay my bills? Am I going to be able to pay my mortgage? Am I going to make my car payment? Am I going to put food on the table? Is it going to pay the bills? And then secondly, What kind of benefits does it have? What is my insurance plan like? Come on, I remember years ago there would be jobs out there that didn't pay very well, but their benefits package outweighed the pay that they would give you. Come on, they had the best insurance, they had the best health care, they had the best coverage, they had the best copay plans, they had all this. The deductibles, it was far superior than any other company out there. Though it paid little, it had much in benefits. But on the other hand, there's companies that pay much, but you have very few, if any, benefits. Come on, have you ever been there before? But I've got good news for you today. The good news of the gospel is that not only do you receive salvation, but you get all his benefits with salvation. Well, what are they, Brother Ricky? Well, they're right here in Psalms 103. They're right here in Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Here we go. Ready? Who forgives all your iniquities. Oh, somebody should get happy with that right there. I don't know. When he says all your iniquities, that means even the bad stuff that you don't want to talk about to anybody else. That's the stuff you don't want to put on your resume. That's the stuff you don't want to talk about in Thanksgiving dinner. That's the stuff you kind of put in your closet, and that's the skeletons you want to keep there and you don't want anybody else to pull out. That's the stuff that some of your old friends knew about. The stuff that's BC or before Christ. The stuff you did in your ignorance. The stuff you did in your foolishness, the stuff you did in your crazy days. He said, come on, one of the benefits of the Lord is he forgives you of all your iniquities, every one of them, no matter how great, how small, how many. He said, I'll forgive all of them. Come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be as white as wool. They'll be white as snow. You come and bring it with you and you leave it at the door. Come on. You leave it at his altar. You leave it at the foot of the cross. You leave it at Calvary's hill. And you leave a new creation in Christ Jesus. And behold, the old has passed away. And behold, all things have become new. If any man is in Christ, what Paul said, it is no longer I that liveth, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh is through the faith in the Son of God who loved me and called me according to his purpose. Come on, that's good news. All, he forgives us of all thy iniquities. Listen to this. Who heals all your diseases. Are you sick in your body? Come on, I'm preaching to myself today. Here's the thing about when you have faith, you preach through your circumstances. You preach through your feelings. You preach through your emotions. You preach through the diagnosis. You preach through the prognosis. You preach through what the banker says, what the doctor says, what it looks like. You call those things that be not as though they were. And the facts may say that you're sick in your body. The facts may say you've got pain. The facts may say you've got this and you've been diagnosed with that. And the doctor said this and the doctors have said that. Yeah, that could be the facts, but the truth says that one of the benefits of the Lord is he heals us of all our diseases. I got to move on this and then we'll break it down some more. Who redeems our life from destruction. Hallelujah. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. So that's my foundational text tonight. Now, let's plow, if you don't mind. I said in the beginning of this, The psalmist said, by inspiration of the Holy Ghost, bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. I'm here to tell somebody tonight or today or whenever you're listening to this, that there is a benefits package that comes with your salvation. Not many preachers will preach on it. Not many teachers will teach on it. Not many denominations will expound on it. But I'm going to tell you, the Word of God tells us here that there's a benefits package, and that we're not to forget all of his benefits. In Psalm 68:19, listen what it says. Blessed be the Lord who daily, read it, get your Bible and open it up and read it back to me. Blessed be the Lord who daily, not weekly, not Sundays, not monthly, not annually, not sometimes. It says, blessed be the Lord who daily loads us. I said he loads us with benefits. He doesn't give you a little dabble, do you? He doesn't shave off a little bit of a... He's not like when you go to like a Sam's Club or you go to a Costco and you walk in and you walk through the retail store, you walk through the grocery mart and they've got those little sample places, or you go in the mall and you got the lady at the Chinese restaurant with a piece of a chicken or a piece of something on a stick and she's yelling out, sample, sample, sample. And they only want to give you a sample of it or a sliver of it or a little piece of it, a little taste of it. Come on. It says, God don't want to give you just a little bit. He don't want to give you just a little sample of his benefits. The psalmist said he wants to daily load us down. How many want to be loaded down with the benefits of the Lord? Hallelujah. In Malachi 3, he says, try me not herewith. Bring all your tithes into the storehouse, your tithes and your offerings into the storehouse, and try me not with, saith the Lord of hosts, and see if I will not open to you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't even have room enough to receive. You don't even have room enough to receive it. David said, he makes my cup to runneth over. Come on, we got a God that loads us, overflows us, come on, overtakes us. Did you know in Deuteronomy 28, it says that the blessing of the Lord come upon us and it shall overtake us. He said, you'll be the head and not the tail, and above and not beneath. I don't know what kind of God you serve, but I serve El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough. I serve the God that Paul served in Philippians 4, that said, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory. Do you know what kind of riches and glory our God operates from in heaven? The streets are made of gold. The walls are jasper. Come on, heaven is not broke. The angels are not being laid off. They're not on a furlough. They're not struggling. Heaven is not going bankrupt. And God says, I want to daily load you with my benefits. But you tell me why you got churches that fight this, preachers that fight this, pastors that fight this, denominations that fight this, and they'll tell you, no, that you can't have these things. But the Lord desires for us to. I'm going to get kickback on this, but I'm going to plow a little bit deeper. Psalms chapter 116, verse 12. Psalms 116:12. The psalmist said, "What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits towards me? What could I do? What could I possibly render unto the Lord for all the blessings that he's bestowed upon me, for all the things that he's done for me?" The word benefits, by definition, means compensation or reward given for loss or harm suffered or effort made to compensate, to repay, or to reimburse. See, if your messed up, dysfunctional family, your co-workers, your neighbors, your friends, if they could just get a revelation of how good our God is, they would drop that loser Satan in a heartbeat, and they would go and serve the Lord any day of the week. Because let me tell you something about Satan. Satan will promise you the world. He'll promise you he'll promise you a benefits package, but what he don't show you is the fine print. He doesn't show you the contractual agreement that you signed without knowing when you serve him. And that is that, oh yeah, he'll give you a little bit of a recognition. He'll give you some prominence. He'll give you some fame. He'll give you a little bit of fortune. He'll give you some wealth. He'll give you some prestige. He'll give you money. He'll open doors for you. But then when he's done with you and he's through with you and the next latest and greatest comes along, guess what? He'll destroy his contract with you and he will leave you high and dry and he will kill you. You'll be dead. For what profit is it for a man to gain the whole world yet lose his soul? But we serve a God who not only wants to save us and redeem us, but listen to this. I love this. Again, the word benefits means to compensate, to repay, and to reimburse. This is why the thief cometh not but to, come on, y'all just quote this with me, John 10:10. The thief cometh not for but to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus said, I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. In other words, Jesus comes along and says, I want to compensate you for everything the devil stole. Come on, for everything the canker worm and the caterpillar and the locust and all them has devoured in your life, and all this, what the sin has corrupted, what the sin has ate away, what the sin has destroyed in your life. For the wages of sin is death, but I have come that you may have eternal life. Come on. So the Lord is saying, I am here to compensate, repay, and reimburse. Somebody needs to get excited with me tonight. So again, he says, I'll forgive you. One of the benefits of the Lord daily is I'll forgive thee of all thy iniquities every day. There is not a day right now where you're at listening by YouTube, Facebook, or by podcast. All he's waiting on is you. If you've not made your heart right with God, you've never said yes to him, all you got to do is call out to him. Repent, turn from your sins, and ask him to save you, redeem you, and wash you in his blood, and he'll by the Holy Spirit come in you and live in you and operate through you and guide you by his Spirit and through his word. Why? Because he says today, I said today, daily. Daily he loads us with benefits. And one of the benefits daily is that he is willing to forgive thee of all thy iniquities. Number two, he says, I will heal thee of all thy diseases. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet did we esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace was, I said it was, not, listen to this, was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Notice he says was and are. He goes past tense and then he goes present tense. This is Isaiah. This was written 750 years before Jesus was ever manifest in the flesh. Let me say that again. Approximately, give or take, 750 years before Jesus was ever manifest on the cross, Isaiah, prophetically speaking, says he is bearing our griefs, carrying our sorrows. By his wounds we are healed. Come on. And then Peter comes along. When the New Testament scriptures were being compiled, he writes in 1 Peter 2:24, this is long after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Peter says, and he's speaking of Jesus, he himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. He is pointing all the way back to Calvary. Golly, you got to get this, guys. You got a prophet that is speaking 750 years before it was ever manifest that it would happen. And then you got a man of God that's speaking long after and pointing all the way back to Calvary saying it has already happened. When was healing purchased? At the cross. When has my healing been purchased? At the cross. When can I receive my healing? Right now. Why? Because it is finished. It's already been done. It's finished. When you signed the contract, when you said yes to Jesus, healing is part of the covenant. Oh, I'm going to get excited whether you do or not, because I received this whether you do or you don't. It don't really matter to me. You could take it or leave it. But if healing is available to the believer in the covenantal promise of God, I want the benefit of healing. Listen to this. Here's something that's profound. Let me read this and then I'm going to tell you something. In Matthew 8:17, Matthew said that when Jesus went about healing all that were sick and oppressed of the devil, the Bible says that many from the regions from without, from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and from all over the regions, they went out and they gathered unto Jesus that they might at least touch the hem of his garment. And the Bible says, and all that came with sicknesses and infirmities and afflictions, the Bible says that he healed them all. I said it, he healed them all. And listen what it says. And Matthew said that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. So Matthew is saying that this very thing that you read about was fulfilling the scriptures of Isaiah in 53, in Isaiah chapter 53. But here's what's, this is absolutely profound if you've never heard this. Just before the crucifixion of Jesus, there was a scourging by the Romans. You can find this in John 19. This was also carried out, and you can find this in Deuteronomy 25:3, where it signifies that a criminal during that time, in the Roman time, should not receive more than 40 lashes. So they would give them 39 stripes or lashes on their back. They didn't want to do 40 because they did not want them to die. It was for a scourging, a Roman scourging. So therefore, that's why it talks about 39 lashes or stripes. And Jesus took 39 on his back. What's interesting, he took 39 stripes on his back. Did you know that according to the Journal of Cancer Epidemiology, and I confirmed this with my wife, who is now getting ready to graduate with a nurse practitioners, and we talked about this the other day in our we had a Bible study with our family, and this got brought up, and she confirmed this, that every major disease, don't matter, you can name whatever disease out there, every major disease that can be named is traced back to 39 major diseases. Oh, I don't know if you heard that or not. I don't know if you got the connection with that. Let me say that again. 39, all diseases, fibromyalgia, fibrosis, cancers, rheumatoid arthritis, dementia, Alzheimer's, and the list goes on. All major diseases traced back to 39, not 40, not 38, 39 major diseases. In other words, it's like a tree that has branches, and all those branches go back to that one trunk. There's 39 major diseases, and all these other diseases stem off from these major diseases. What are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to tell you that Jesus knew, come on somebody, that the Journal of Medicine, The medical industry would name and it would define and it would title diseases and infirmities and sicknesses that we would have to, that humanity would have to deal with. But he put his son on the cross. He allowed his son to be hung on the cross at Calvary. And it was not a mistake that before he went to Calvary, he took 39 stripes on his back, because Isaiah said that he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Every stripe, I don't care who you are, I don't care how old you are, I don't care what the doctors have tried to label you, I don't care what the doctors have tried to define that you have or diagnose you with, every one of those things has been, come on, already paid for at Calvary on the cross. And the Lord says by inspiration in Psalms 103 that this is one of the benefits that he daily loads us down with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I know this is going to change up some stuff right now. I know you can't see me on podcast, but you guys can see me on YouTube and Facebook. If you've got a sickness in your body, you've got an infirmity in your body, I want you to agree with me right now. I want you to take your hand right now, and I want you to put it, listen, on a part of your body that you're sick. If you can't, listen, I can't see you, so you're okay, but I can't do that. For me, I'm going to put it on my stomach. Okay, because this is where I need healing in Jesus' name. You put that hand on that part of your body that you can do. If you can't do that because maybe there's people around you, whatever the case may be, put your hand on your heart. I want you, we're going to pray right now and believe for this benefit of healing to be manifest in your body. You say, how do I receive this, preacher? You receive it by faith. The same faith that you receive salvation is the same faith that takes to be healed. Come on, the Bible says he sent forth thy word and he healed them. The centurion came to Jesus and he said, Lord, you don't even have to come under my roof, but just speak the word only and it shall be done. That's what we're going to do right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, come on, lay your hand on your body, on that part. If it's a shoulder, if it's something to do with a mental disorder, if it's something to do somebody's throat, somebody's tongue, your heart disease, high blood pressure, arthritis, a knee, a joint, a bone, whatever the case may be, put that hand on that part of your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I stand on the authority of your word. You said that you heal us of all our disease, not some, all our diseases. So Father, we receive healing in our bodies right now by faith in Jesus' name. Lord, we receive that which you paid up, that you paid in full at Calvary. We receive by faith healing in our body. We receive that by your stripes we are healed. Father, we call forth our healing. We declare it to be so. We receive it today from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet in Jesus' name. Come on, somebody needs to open their mouth and begin to call those things that be not. Call those things by faith. Say, I am healed of, and fill in the blank. Come on, speak to your mountain today. Speak to that sugar diabetes. Speak to that arthritis. Speak to that dementia. Speak to that fibromyalgia. Speak to that heart trouble. Speak to that high blood pressure. Speak to that blood disorder. Speak to that disease. Speak to that infirmity. And speak to your mountain and command it to go. Come on, digestive disorders, I command you to go in Jesus' name and return no more. I command you to go. I command you to come out of the people's body. I command you to come out of the church. I command you to come out of these people that are listening today, watching today. And Lord, we thank you that it is done because it has been finished in Jesus' name. And we'll give you the glory. We'll give you the honor. We'll give you the praise today because as even as the psalmist said, what shall we render to the Lord for all of his benefits towards us? We will praise you and we will testify of your goodness today in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Now listen, here's the next one. Number four, it says he redeems our life from destruction. Read it. It's in Psalms 103. He redeems our life from destruction. Come on, how many believe that there's angels of God that are watching over you? You're a child of the Most High God. You have angels at your disposal. You have angels that are dispatched to you. Psalms 34:7 says, "The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him." Let me say it again. The angel of the Lord encamps all around you. He's not just watching you from the front, but He's watching you from the back. He's watching you from the front. He's watching you from the rear. He's watching you from the sides. Come on, even when you're not even paying attention and you're distracted and you run a light or you run a stop sign or your foot slips off the brake, come on, and you should have got hit. You should have got T-boned. You should have got this. You should have got that. But God was sparing you. God was keeping you. You didn't see it, but angels were watching over you. Angels were protecting you. Angels were keeping you. The psalmist says in Psalm 91, he said, "The angels of the Lord shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone." He says, "No evil shall befall you. No plague shall come nigh thy dwelling. Only with your eyes shall you see the reward of the wicked. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near you." Do I got anybody that believes this tonight? You got to believe this. The Bible says that the angels of God hearken unto the voice of God or the word of God. These are ministering spirits given to the heirs of salvation. Who are the heirs of salvation? That's you and me. God gives even the children. The Bible says Jesus spoke of the children. He says even their angel is always before them in heaven. Did you know that? Your children have angels that have been dispatched over them. We have angels that are watching over us and keeping us and protecting us. Come on. And somebody needs to thank God for that. Somebody needs to praise God for that. Come on. Somebody, woo, I feel the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, 19 years ago, I was involved in an accident in which I was an idiot. I'm going to tell you that right now. I was an idiot. I didn't have a seatbelt on. I do now, but I didn't then. I didn't have a seatbelt on. And I blew a tire and I fishtailed not four lanes, but I went across eight lanes of an interstate. My car flew over the median and there was ongoing cars coming at me. And I'm telling you, I was pinned against the steering wheel. I did not have control over the vehicle. I did not steer the car. I didn't have any control over that. I was at the mercy of Almighty God. I went from all the way from one end of the interstate all the way to the other side of the interstate. I was pointing in the direction that the cars were coming towards me, but I was in the emergency lane. I opened my eyes, shaking like a leaf, holding on to my steering wheel, saying, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you." I couldn't believe I was still alive. All of a sudden, a guy ran up to me. He pulled over. He ran up to me. He jumped. He ran over to the car, and I got out of the car, and he said, "My God, man." He said, "I saw the whole thing happen." He said, I saw you flying over the medium coming over." He said, that was some good driving. You turned the steering wheel and missed that car. And then you swerved over here and you swerved over to the emergency lane. I looked at that man square in the face and said, "Sir, I never touched the wheel. My eyes were closed. I thought I was going to die. I never touched the wheel." And he said, "Well, you got lucky, sir." I said, "No, it had nothing to do with luck. It had to do with God. God Almighty was watching over me." What am I talking about? I'm talking about unforeseen angelic host that are watching over you and I every single day when we walk out those doors, when we clock into work, when we get in our car, when we're coming to work and going home from work, when we're going this and here and there. Come on, this is why every single day, one of my spiritual father taught me one time, well, his father taught him and then he kind of passed it down. And I pray this every day over my family. I pray this every day. I say, "Father, let no harm, danger, or disabling accidents come upon us today." And I pray that every single day, and I'm here to tell you, God has always honored that prayer. And I'm telling you, one of the benefits of the Lord is divine protection. And you say, well, wait a minute. Hasn't Christians died in car accidents? Yes. Hasn't tragedies happened to Christians? Yes. Listen, that's where sovereignty comes in. Listen, I don't claim to have all the answers. I can't claim to tell you why God allows certain things to happen, because there's some things, come on, just be honest here, we're not going to know until we get to the other side. But I know that Romans 8:28 tells me and assures me that he works all things together for those who love him. He works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. So I'm not going to stop believing something just because my circumstances change. You know what I mean? People accommodate their theology based on their circumstances and not on the word. I would rather believe and fall short than walk in doubt and unbelief and never obtain the promises. Come on. Let me give you another one here. The Bible says he will crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He will crown you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Listen, I don't know what kind of God you serve, but my God said in Psalms 23 verse 6, David said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. All the what of his life? The days. Every day. Come on, you need to wake up every morning and say, Father, I thank you today that goodness is following me. But not only goodness, but goodness and mercy is following me today. Listen, and we all fall short. We sin and fall short of the glory of God. And there is nobody walking in perfection. There was only one man, and he was half God, who was perfect and without sin and without blemish. And he's in heaven at the right hand of the Father. So we have all fallen short of the glory of God. And this, my friend, is why I am one that is thankful for his goodness and his mercy that follow me. I love that it follows me. Come on. Have you ever been walking down a street and inevitably you're walking and all of a sudden somebody's strayed, or there's a stray dog, or usually it's not a cat, but it's a dog most of the time. All of a sudden you see a dog will start following you. And you're like, oh, here we go. Because you know you can shoo this thing. You can tell him to go on. Have you ever met that dog that no matter what you do, no matter how you try to convince it, no matter how you try to scare it and run it off, it just keeps following you. You go up a little bit, about a half mile up the road, and it's still following you. You go around the corner and it's still following you. You try to take a shortcut. You try to take another route and it's still following you. Come on. This is what goodness and mercy does. Even when you are trying to do something stupid, when you try to be rebellious against God and you try to do things your own way and you try to be real slick about it, what you don't know is that goodness and mercy, golly, you try to leave goodness and mercy back at the house while you go and try to act a fool at the bar or at the club or try to go do something stupid. But what you didn't know is you better thank God that goodness and mercy was sitting at the bar with you next to you, and he kept you from dying in a drunk driving accident. He kept you, come on, from getting robbed. He kept you from getting shot. He kept you from committing adultery. He kept you from going broke at the casino. He kept you from getting shot in an alley. He kept you from getting wrapped back up into that drug mess that you got brought out of. Why? Because God was sending goodness and mercy to go with you. He wasn't in front of you. You didn't see him in front of you. I don't see goodness and mercy. No, because he's not in front of you. He's following behind you. Golly. Listen, if somebody, when I was trying to teach my young son, my youngest son, or both my sons, when I was teaching them how to walk, many times they didn't fall forward, but a lot of times they would fall back and I would be there to catch them. Or when you try to teach them how to ride a bike and you get on there and you got to be there and assure them, look, even if you fall, I'm here. Come on, God's saying, God's saying, don't get on. Don't fear the bike. Don't fear the journey. Don't fear the walk. Don't fear the destiny, because my goodness and mercy is here to pick you back up, even if you stumble and even if you fall. For the steps of the Lord, for the steps of a righteous man or a good man are ordered of the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he may stumble and though he may fall, for the Lord upholds him with his mighty right hand. Come on, somebody say, thank you, Jesus, for your goodness and your mercy that follow me all the days of my life. And guys, that is a daily benefit of the Lord. All right? And then listen to this last one. This one's powerful too. Psalms 103, verse 5. It says, bless the Lord who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like eagles. Oh, this is so good. Listen to this. This is the kind of God we serve. This is the benefits package we have in God. James 1:17 says, every good gift. What kind of gift is it? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Now listen to me. If every good and perfect gift comes from above, where does all the negative stuff come? Where does disease come? Where does sickness come? Where does tragedy come? Where does poverty come? Where does all these things come? If the good and perfect gifts come from above, then where does the other stuff come? It comes from below. As simple as this. All the blessings, the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the prosperity of God, the healing of God, the deliverance of God, the righteousness of God, the justification of God, the sanctification of God, the salvation of God, all the goodness of God comes from heaven. All the tragedy, the disasters, the plagues, the pestilence, the earthquakes, the famines, the disease, the poverty, divorce, all these things come from Satan. And this is why, again, the thief cometh not for to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I've come that you have mine. We got a lot of people that's got this backwards. We've got a lot of believers today in the church. When you hear their theology, they preach that all the bad stuff is coming from God and all the good stuff is coming from the devil, when that's not even biblical. Listen to this. Oh, I love this. Psalm 81, verse 10. Write this down. Psalm 81:10. You need to get this in your spirit. Listen what the Lord says. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Come on. Anybody been brought out of Egypt? You know what Egypt represents, right? Egypt represents bringing you out of captivity, bringing you out of sin, bringing you out of darkness into his marvelous light, bringing you out of the chains, bringing you out of the fetters, bringing you out of alcoholism, bringing you out of your drug addiction, bringing you out of poverty, bringing you out of, come on, out of what you used to be, and bringing you into his promised land. Listen to this. The Lord says, I am the Lord God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And listen to what he says. Open your mouth wide and I will fill it. He says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. This is an absolute picture, guys, of an eagle that feeds its young. Have you ever seen, you don't even have to use an eagle as a representation, but I used an eagle because all through the scriptures, an eagle represents the Lord. Those that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as what? Eagles, right? When a baby bird is hungry and it's seeking after food, it's longing to be fed. It has its mouth wide open. Why? It has its mouth open. Why? So it can be fed. Come on. It can be fed. So the Lord says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. What does he mean? I'm going to tell you what he means. Matthew 7 verses 1 through 11. Here's what he says. The Lord's, this is in red, by the way. Ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he that seeks finds. and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there among you, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts, hello, good gifts, to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what kind of things? Good things to those who what? Ask. Why does he say, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it? Do you know what he's referencing to there when he says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it? The Bible says, a man in Proverbs says, a man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth, by the increase of his lips. For death and life is in the power of the tongue. And those who live by it, those who, come on, eat by it, they'll live by it. In other words, you got to open your mouth. You got to open your mouth. You got to ask. You got to seek and you shall not. You ask the Lord. If you ask anything according to my will, it shall be done. For until now, you've asked me nothing, but ask that you may receive, that your joy may be full. That's what the Lord says. He told Job, decree a thing and it shall be done unto you. I'm telling you, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. You got to begin to declare the word. You got to declare, thus saith the Lord. You got to open your mouth. See, when you begin to declare your word, declare the word of God, you begin to pray that word, declare that word. And the Bible says the angels hearken unto our opinions. No. They hearken unto our emotions. No. They hearken unto the word of God. So whatever circumstance you're dealing with, when you begin to release the word, angels are released on your behalf. Heaven moves. The Bible says, whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Jesus taught his disciples. He said, when you pray, pray like this, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So we're opening our mouth and he's filling it with good things. What are good things? Good things are the things that you need of, that you're asking him for. Listen, God wants you to prosper. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be healed. He wants you to be whole. He wants you to be the head and not the tail. He wants you to be above and not beneath. He wants you to conquer. He wants you to be fulfilling your purpose and your destiny. He wants you to be whole, healed, delivered, set free. The Bible says, let them shout for joy and let the Lord be magnified who finds pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I'm trying to tell you, friends, that there is a benefits package in the Lord. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you and be transparent with you. Many times, I take my eyes off of the contract. I take my eyes off the covenant. I take my eyes off the benefits package. And I start looking at my circumstances. I start looking at the situation that I'm in. And the enemy tries to creep in with anxiety and with worry and with fear. And then that's when the Lord, by the Holy Spirit, stirs me up and says, son, it's time to pull out the package. It's time to pull out the benefits package. It's time to pull out the contract. It's time to pull out thy word and start standing. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but not one jot nor tittle of the word shall pass till all be fulfilled. You come on. Paul told Timothy, when fear starts to grip you, when anxiety starts coming your way, when worry tries to keep you up at night, he said, with the prophecies that has been spoken over you, you begin to wage a good warfare. Someone, I've given you the benefits package of the Lord. So, Father, I'm just going to pray this over you right now. All these blessings. Father, I just pray these benefits over your people tonight. Lord, I come into agreement with them based on Matthew 18:19. If any two shall agree in touching any one thing, it shall be done by the Father which is in heaven. Lord, I'm asking, Father, that you would forgive iniquities tonight. Forgive transgressions tonight. Forgive sins tonight. Lord, if there's people that are watching this, listen to this, and they're away from God, they've never given their heart to the Lord, I'm asking that you draw them in by the Spirit of God, that they would repent of their sins, they'd confess their sins before you, and that they would ask you to come and live on the inside of them, wash them of their sins and their iniquities, that their name may be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But Father, I'm asking tonight that not only would you do that, we thank you already that I believe that you've already touched people in their physical body tonight and healed them, but I'm asking that you would begin, Lord God, to reveal to them that you're redeeming them, show them by revelation the times that you've redeemed their life from destruction, and I'm asking that you, Lord, bless these people that are watching this tonight by YouTube, by Facebook, and listening by podcast. I pray the prayer that I pray over my family every day. I'm asking that the Lord would keep them, that you would keep them from harm, danger, or any disabling accidents. Lord, I'm asking that you would send the angel of the Lord to encamp around about them to deliver them. Lord, I'm asking that the blood of Jesus, Lord, I plead and profess the blood of Jesus over them and their household, that no weapon formed against them would prosper. And every tongue that would rise against them in judgment, you would condemn. I bind all forms of witchcraft and sorcery and word curses and written curses and genetic curses and hereditarial curses, and I declare them null and void tonight by the power of the name of Jesus tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight that you're crowning your people with loving kindness and tender mercies. God, that goodness and mercy is following them all the days of their lives. In Jesus' name, I'm asking, God, that you would satisfy us tonight with good things. Fill our mouth with good things. As we open our mouth, as we ask and we seek and we knock, you said that he that asketh shall receive, he that seeketh shall find it, and he that knocketh, the door shall be opened. And Lord, and when this happens, our youth will be renewed like an eagle. Lord, when this happens, it will rejuvenate us. It will revive us. It will reconcile us. It will restore us. And it will stir the flame back in us. Lord, I dare say, stir us up again tonight. Rekindle the flame back in our hearts tonight. Stir up the flame and the fire of God in us. Paul told Timothy, stir up the gift of God that is in you with the laying on of hands. Lord, stir us up tonight. Stir us up afresh tonight. Lord, in Jesus' name, God, may Paul, come on, bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. We will bless your holy name, God, tonight, and we bless you, and may we not forget all your benefits. Come on. And all God's people said amen and amen. Listen, we hope, let me talk to you podcasters for a second. We hope that you've enjoyed this podcast. We pray the Lord's blessings upon you. We ask that the Lord bless you and keep you as always. If you would like more information about this ministry, how to support this ministry, how to find us, where to find us, where to subscribe to us, if you'll just hang on right at the end of this message, you're going to have all that information come to you. Same with you guys on YouTube as well. You guys on Facebook, again, all of our information is right there under the link right there. If you'll click on that link that's provided, it's going to give you a place that you can go and you can support our ministry. You can partner with us. You can give a one-time gift. Listen, if this ministry is a continual blessing to you week after week with words of encouragement, exhortation, edification, information, then we want to encourage you to pray about being a partner with us and supporting our ministry to help us be strong. Again, we've got some things, exciting things in store. The app is on its way to be completely finished. We've got a few more weeks on that, and it'll be up and going. Again, We thank you so much for your prayers and your support. If you'd like to subscribe to our ministry, you could do that as well by going to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You're going to see a place where you can subscribe and get a daily digest. For everyone that's watching this by YouTube, by Facebook, or listening by podcast, if you do not have a home church, maybe not in driving distance, or perhaps there's not a lively Bible, doctrinally sound, spirit-filled church in your area, and you'd like to be a part of an online community, we always want to invite you, and Jessica's put that up on our Facebook page for you guys on Facebook Live. You can click on that link right there that she provided, and you can click on that and be a part of that. If you're watching by YouTube or listening by podcast, go to endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Up there at the top, you're going to see a tab, and it says eChurch. If you'll click on that, it's going to take you to the group in which I just mentioned here on Facebook, and you'll be asked to fill out a questionnaire and all that, because we want to screen. We don't want to listen. We've had some bad eggs come in. What I mean by that is people that had ulterior motives, and we don't put up with that. We don't put up with soliciting and people attacking people and backbiting and gossip and slandering. We don't tear down other ministries. We don't do all that. It's a place you can be edified. You can be encouraged. You can be prayed over. You can submit prayer requests. We've got several powerhouse prayer intercessors. We've got Jessica and we've got Rebecca that's leading the intercessors in our group. And they are going to pray over you. They're going to intercede over you. And I myself at times will pray corporately over you. So we do this all together, working in conjunction as the body of Christ. So guys, we hope again that you can be a part of our family and part of this community. So we love you guys.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.